This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports a Republican-led House has passed a measure that demands the White House send weapons to Israel.
The House has approved a bill to undo President Biden's pause on some weapon shipments to Israel and to rebuke his actions. Republican lawmakers have accused President Biden of abandoning Israel by putting on hold a shipment of some 3,500 bombs that could be used for a Rafah offensive, and they voted to force the weapons transfer. House Speaker Mike Johnson before the vote.
This should not be a partisan issue. It is shameful that it has become that. We have to stand with our closest ally, Israel. They are the only stable democracy in the Middle East. They are one of our closest friends.
More than a dozen Democrats joined with House Republicans to pass the measure to help arm Israel. But Democratic leaders in the Senate say it won't get a vote there. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Meanwhile, the U.S. military says Gaza Strip pier project is completed, and aid is soon to follow, AP's Donna Warder.
The U.S. military has finished installing a floating pier that will be used to ferry aid into Gaza. President Joe Biden had ordered construction of the pier more than 2 months ago to help Palestinians facing starvation as Israel, in a war against Hamas, recently seized the Rafah border crossing. The maritime route is designed to increase the amount of aid getting into the Gaza Strip, although aid agencies say that land-based deliveries are far cheaper and more sustainable. U.S. officials say that American troops will not be setting foot in Gaza, and Pentagon officials say that the maritime route would be temporarily shut down. Fighting in Gaza threatens the new shoreline distribution area. The site was targeted by mortar fire during